Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors say they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. Country's National Security Council met Saturday to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour.
Et donc nous appelons à continuer de manière sereine.
He also urged everyone to continue to live normally, he said, in a calm way. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and the subway that killed 32 people. Iraq Special Forces are continuing operations in Fallujah after announcing most of the city had been taken from the Islamic State control. Officials say jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with civilians who are also leaving the area. French news agency reporting at least 20,000 people had left Fallujah in the last few hours. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Damascus, while U.S. and Russian military officials met about Russia's attack on a U.S.-backed Syria rebel forces this week. Months of Russian airstrikes have helped Syrian government forces advance against opposition fighters, Washington accusing Russia of targeting U.S.-backed moderate opposition groups instead of the Islamic State terrorist. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to another life term in prison for allegedly leaking state secrets. The court also sentenced to death six of Morsi's co-defendants. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says detention is not the answer to Europe's refugee crisis and should end immediately. He met with refugees from war, terrorism, and poverty on the Greek island of Lesbos.
I remain deeply distressed at the high number of deaths in the Mediterranean. We must work together to protect people and address the root causes of displacement. I continue to call for greater sharing of this responsibility across Europe and indeed across the world.
UN chief called on European countries to respond to the crisis with what he called a humane and human rights-based approach. Tens of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and other troubled spots are in camps in Greece, hoping to find permanent homes in the European Union. An American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit against the city of Cleveland, site of next month's Republican Party presidential nominating convention, accusing the city of illegally restricting areas where protesters and residents can congregate. The plaintiffs include a group called Citizens for Trump, an activist group backing presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump. In other developments, analysts continue to question Trump's preparations for an increasingly likely head-to-head campaign for the White House with presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. President Obama stressed his administration's efforts to improve the environment during a visit to Yosemite National Park, but said much more needs to be done to safeguard the natural beauty of such preserves.
We've made good strides. We've jump-started a clean energy revolution. We're reducing carbon pollution. We're preserving landscapes. We're rallying the world to tackle climate change together, but we've got to do a lot more. And on this issue, unlike a lot of issues, there's such a thing as being too late.
President, First Lady Michelle Obama and their daughters Sasha and Malia drove through the dense forest on steep mountain roads, enjoying the views of snow-capped peaks and lush valleys in the nation's oldest national park. Yosemite is more than 3,000 square kilometers in size, mostly undeveloped wilderness, and its scenic beauty is one of the top U.S. attractions for Americans and foreigners visiting alike. A Soyuz capsule carrying a crew from the International Space Station made a successful parachute landing in Kazakhstan. The three-man returning crew include U.S. astronaut Tim Kopra, British astronaut Tim Peake, and Russian cosmonaut Yuri Malenchenko. Peake was the first British astronaut to have gone to the space station.
That's the latest world news from VOA.